first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm not slotted here to really speak about Divrei Hesped. I'm going to be sharing some Divrei Torah. But to those who may be familiar a bit with my parents and my parents' home, the Divrei Torah which I'm sharing are very much, I believe, descriptive of the home in which my brothers and I were brought up in, and I think can give some sense of an accurate description of who exactly my father was, and to give a bit of a taste, in particular in one area, of the uniqueness of my parents, and certainly my father as well. We are not that far away from Shavuos, and I want to speak about what I believe is on some level potentially an underappreciated component. An underappreciated component of Shavuos, something which I think sometimes we can overlook. When we speak about Kabbalah Satorah, so sometimes there is an emphasis, for very good reason, on the power of Torah, the extent to which Torah changed the world, the extent to which, you know, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, as the Gemara in Shabbos on Pechas describes, that we are sort of, if we don't accept Torah, what's going to be a Bereishis, Bishvil Torah, Shenikris Reishis, as the Medrash describes, that are familiar with just the awesome nature of Torah. What's amazing about Torah, though, is that when there's an element of Kabbalas HaTorah, which sometimes I believe can get overshadowed by focusing appropriately on the vast and greatness of it. And that is the following. We know that we are part of a religion and that we are part of a world of Torah learning, which is filled with machlokas, which is filled with various perspectives, that there are so many debates. While it is true on one level that if you look in certain Rishonim and certain Ma'amari Chazal, this can be perceived on some level as being a B'dievet phenomenon. That because there was a breakdown on some level that led to a decrease in clarity, and that became the source of machlokas. That became the source of debate. Yet, when one looks at a variety of Midrashim, certainly, and Rishonim, one finds a bit of a different impression. There's a very well-known comment of the Ritva in Mesachas Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Ritva says that he, Sha'alu Rabbani Tzarfas. Ritva's commenting on the Gemara there, which tells us, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, these and those are the words of the living God, that it is possible to, at the same time, disagree, but also still be considered divrei Elokim Chayim. And how can it be, as many of the Rishonim wonder, that there can be debates and there can be disagreements, and yet they are all considered to be Divrei Elokim Chayim? So it comments the Ritva that when Torah was originally given over, when Moshe was Ola Lemarum Mekabel Torah, he quotes from Rabbeinu Tzarfas, the Ribbono Shel Olam showed Moshe, when it came to so many halachas, 49 reasons to asar things and 49 reasons to make things mutter. That it wasn't presented clearly, but rather at Shemayim, there were different possibilities. Moshe wondered, why would this be? And the Ribbono Shel Olam responds, Maser lechachmei Yisrael shebechol dor vador, v'yeh hachra kemosam. That in a certain sense, when Torah was given over, Torah is given over with a degree of that breath, with a degree of an understanding. There's not only one perspective, but there are different perspectives. And it's true, the Ritva reminds us, then every generation, there are individual people that come along. And those people have to sort of paskin, what do we do practically? But none of that negates the true power of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Of the fact that in truth, these and those are the words of the living God, and they all constitute a cheftzat shel Torah. They all constitute an element of real Torah in a way which I think is very meaningful. This, we know that Torah can be understood on multiple levels. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos that when it comes to learning Chumash, so there's the drushas of Chazal, but there's also a mikra yotze, midei pshuto. Chumash can be understood on a level of pshat and on a level of drash. We know more than that. The Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah goes further, a line that many of us are familiar with, that Torah really, just like yayin is cheshbono shivim, that wine and Torah have a certain connection. And just as wine, bigamatria, is 70, so too, kachi, shivim, panim, batorah, there are different elements, different descriptive points of Torah, different things that a person can understand, even within one pasuk. There are so many different interpretations which are there. And as Ritva and some of the Midrashim remind us, this is not only because, it's not because of a breakdown
of Misora. It's not a breakdown or confusion which led to debate, but rather the opposite. Built into Kabbalah's HaTorah, God gave us a Torah that was varied, He gave us a Torah that was broad, and He gave us a Torah in which there could be different views, different insights, and different levels of interpretation. For many people, I would imagine, sometimes this comes with a point of frustration, that we like things that are clear, there's a certain beauty and a certain elegance in that which is simple, and to have a wide variety of perspectives sometimes can muddle or confuse us or take away elements of the beauty itself. I believe in truth, though, when we're thinking about Shavuos, and this is probably one of the most dominant messages that I got from my father and my mother, although I don't think they ever said it, they just lived it. And that is that Torah, which is broad, is more beautiful. That the Torah, which is varied, which has room for different perspectives, is more powerful. That I have a friend who was the assistant rabbi in Yerushalayim who told me that when he was in my parents' house, he was so struck by just the range of Sfarim that were there. There were Sfarim on Gemara and Mishnah and Chumash. There were Sfarim in Chassidus. There were Sfarim in Halacha. There were Sfarim in Jewish history. There's Sfarim in contemporary events. Just the range of Sfarim came together in a way which is very beautiful. I always relate to it. It's a very well-known comment of the Aruch HaShulchan. Chief Rabbi Sachs, I believe, has spoken about it in a variety of contexts. It's a very beautiful comment of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Torah tells us that V'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos, that we are commanded, the Gemara Darshans, to write our own personal Sifrei Torah. V'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazos. Chazal, Rambam, and others are intrigued or note that we seem to be referring to Torah, at least, as a shira, as a song. That is fascinating. In truth, there are sections of Torah that are songs, as Yashir, Shiras Ha'azinu, but all of Torah is not really a song. So what exactly is the song that we are speaking about? The Vata Kitzvulchem is a shira hazos. In what way is Torah like a shira? The more, I think, classic approach, one which I certainly also saw, as did my brothers, I'm sure, in my parents' house, was Torah was alive and it was vibrant. There was a shira, there was a song, that when Torah was spoken, as my brother spoke so beautifully a couple of minutes ago, about the Shabbos table we saw growing up, there was a shira that was there. The Torah was a song. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, in his Hakdama to Choshen Mishpat, suggests an immensely powerful and beautiful idea. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you know why Torah is like a song? Because there's something amazing about songs. In songs, if I go high and you go low, it actually comes together to make an indescribably beautiful harmony. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, that is true with Torah also. Torah is also a shira. You can have people singing at different places. You can have, but they can come together to be something which is so beautiful. Zohi tiferes Torasenu hakadosha v'atahora. This is part of the beautiful nature of Torah. This is part of the splendid part of Torah. V'chol haTorah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, kula nikrei shira. All of Torah is called a shir. V'tiferes hashir hi k'shakolos meshunim zemizah. When they have different voices but come together, that's a beautiful song. And that is part of the shira of Torah. So Torah is given over, the Ritva tells us, with a certain kind of breath. It's given over with different perspectives. But those perspectives aren't there to overwhelm us, to make us feel like there's a certain lack of clarity, but rather those different perspectives are supposed to come together and remind us of the beauty of Torah. I believe if we want to talk about ways of appreciating and preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Shavuos, in just a few weeks from now, that maybe this insight can form, or at least frame a bit, part of the unique power and part of the really special nature of Torah. When we are going to be, on some level, relating to, thinking about Kabbalah HaTorah, not just the power of Torah, but the wide range and multifaceted nature of Torah, the beautiful kinds of Torah. I was thinking over Shabbos about the things in my life that I remember, the areas of Torah I remember my father being into. He was into, again, as my brother pointed out, Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara. He was into Jewish history when we were kids. He was into Dikduk for a while. He was into Chassidus and Machshava and Halacha, just a very wide range of it. And in a certain sense, I believe that there's a certain kind of shira which comes forth as a result of seeing that all come together. And if we want to prepare for Shavuos, I wonder if a small way we could prepare for Shavuos, a small way for, at least I know for me, trying to channel and continue to be impacted as I am all the time by the legacy of my father, is to relate to the breath of Torah, to find a new sefer, to find a new perspective, to be able to broaden ourselves somewhat, to broaden ourselves somewhat intellectually and spiritually, to see the wide range that's there. For many of us, this is a tkufa, this is a particular time period where the shira that we relate to is really a solo. That for many of us, we tend to be a little bit alone right now, and not being able to tap into the V'ata Kisvilachem as Hashira Hazo is described so beautifully by the Aruch HaShulchan. But in fact, through the learning that we engage in, through our ability to perceive, to learn, to hear from different voices in our Mesorah, to be able to tap into different parts of Torah and the beautiful nature of all of it, that if we do a good job with that, if we do a wonderful job with it, so then we can come. We can have a shira even if we are alone. We can have a shira even if there aren't other people around us, but we ourselves can tap into all of it. In the Sefer Shar HaGilgulim, Chaim Vital, the Torah of the Arizal, one of the great Mekubalim, Shar HaGilgulim, so he writes in Hakdama Yud Aleph, Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam, the Mishnah and Peya, Talmud Torah corresponds to is as significant, as weighty as everything. V'yesh Badal Perushim Shesimanim Pardes, and we know that there are different parts of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod, Shivim Panalot Torah, Pshuto Shal Mikra, Halacha, Agada, so many different parts. And says, Reb Chaim Vital there, V'tzarech L'tzeroach V'la'asok B'kulam, and how powerful it is when a person works hard and toils to delve into all of those different parts of Torah, all those different parts of Torah. I can be alone, but I can feel and hear the shira of all of the voices that are there, because they can come together in a way which is very powerful. So the Kabbalah Satorah, which we celebrate, is a Kabbalah Satorah, which is a very beautiful one. It's one that isn't always as simple, and sometimes there are different perspectives, but that was part of the plan. See how those different perspectives create a beautiful song, a beautiful harmony, a melody which we can be proud of, something which is really, really so unique and so powerful. My father was a talented musician, but I believe the greatest song he ever put together was the Shira of Torah, which existed and permeated our home. And to be able to grow up in that is something which was a unique zechus. And certainly as we prepare for Shavuos, our Kabbalah HaTorah, to appreciate that breath of Torah, the breath which leads to nothing short of beauty. And if we can feel that, connect to it in an elegant way, to see its depth, to appreciate the richness of our Mesorah, so then hopefully it can be something which is very, very powerful. As I said before, so much of what I'm doing is just an attempt at bringing some mekoros to describe the power of and the beauty of the home that I and my brothers were able to grow up in. And hopefully all of us can continue to learn from the legacy of my father, from what he stood for, from the values and the ideals that he certainly implanted in all of our family, and to tap into that. And if we do a good job with it, we'll be able, please God, to connect to our Mesorah as a whole and to sing that Shira. We daven for the day of Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, of singing a new song with new Torah insights and new perspectives. It's a pleasure to be able to talk here in this context, albeit in circumstances which I would much rather not be able, I would love to not be speaking at a social event for my father. But there is something very powerful about being able to do so with words of Torah, to do so with alongside my brother, to do so in a way which hopefully can give a good sense of nachas for my father and Aliyah for his neshama. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you again for all your help in participating and